This is Ozarks at Large. The Mulberry River, a rugged tributary of the Arkansas, is a lesser-known Ozark stream compared to the Buffalo or the White. That's where the nonprofit conservation group, the Mulberry River Society, works. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich attended a recent society gathering along the river, and she brings us this story.
On a sweltering Ozarks June afternoon, the 70-mile-long Mulberry River, which surges through deep rocky narrows and meanders over shallow gravel beds, is a favorite respite for humans and wildlife. Upstream, along the Little Mulberry, on Susan Gately's picturesque Ozarks farm, 18 members of the Mulberry River Society wrap up new business before enjoying a picnic feast.
Thank you for that. We do need to agree upon a time sometime in July for a meeting, okay?
Hugh Ernest, president of the Mulberry River Society, established in the winter of 2014, recites the mission.
Conservation, appreciation, recreation, education, and stewardship. CARES, C-A-R-E-S. And we're very, very committed to that.
The society counts more than 150 members, mostly from Franklin and Johnson counties.
We have a very clean watershed. We want to keep it that way.
Susan Gately serves on the Water Quality Committee.
What's neat about the Mulberry is in the summertime where the trees just form a canopy over the river, and it's just this blue, it's a unique color. It's blue-green. I don't know how to describe it. It's just this unique blue-green color, and I don't see that anywhere else. The Mulberry and the Little Mulberry are the two that you really see that.
But the river, Gately says, is in trouble. She conducts stream team monitoring, documenting aquatic life and water quality.
Water quality monitoring on pH, nitrates, dissolved oxygen. And we've been doing this for about 6 years, I think. Phosphates, we check that. Turbidity, we do all of that as part of our quarterly monitoring. And we've kept the results on all this. We score pretty good, except on one thing. And the pH has been a little bit of a problem. We've been having declining pHs. Not sure why.
Low pH can affect fish living in the river, large and smallmouth bass, red-eared sunfish, gar, and catfish.
The fish do not spawn at lower pHs.
As a consequence, the Mulberry River is declared impaired by the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality. That agency, Hugh Ernest says, is committed to helping resolve the mysterious acidity issue. USDA scientists based at the University of Arkansas at first investigated increasing pine density. Pine trees due to decreasing hardwood tree growth in the watershed, as well as atmospheric nitrogen deposition. Society member Ron Robbins is a state registered petroleum engineer and Mulberry River property owner.
Yes. There's been studies at the university on the pine litter overall because the Ozarks are changing to a predominantly pine stand, and they're thinking that that is not what's driving it lower. The upper portion, there's also natural gas production.
More than 5,000 unconventional gas wells were drilled, fracked, in the mid to late 2000s across the Fayetteville Shale on six counties east of here. That petroleum play now lies mostly dormant.
But the impairments on both sides of the upper part of the Mulberry, the north side and the south side of the river, and there's no oil and gas production activity on the north side of the river.
Where the Mulberry headwaters are located.
The headwaters are up at Fallsville, where all the headwaters are for the Ozarks, right? The Kings River and the White River and the Buffalo River and the Piney River.
The Mulberry River drains 370 square miles of mostly Ozark National Forest land. In 1992, the Mulberry was designated as a National Wild and Scenic River by Congress. The lower half of the river is a popular seasonal whitewater route for paddlers, including the governor of Arkansas, who recently floated the Mulberry to celebrate Earth Day and the completion of two significant river access improvement projects facilitated by the Mulberry River Society. Susan Gately.
The Mulberry River Society organized a dedication of the Indian Creek canoe access and the high bank canoe access, because we rebuilt those with the help of the Forest Service. And we kind of timed it right with the 50th anniversary of the Wild and Scenic River Act. And so we had a big celebration. That was in April, and the governor was there. Some of our senators were there, and we dedicated the two canoe accesses.
Partnering with the Ozark National Forest Service, the Arkansas Canoe Club, and the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, the Society installed massive cut rock walls and pavers up to the river's edge designed to withstand flood events. Circular drives were also constructed, lots of parking and interpretation, including local history. Paleocultures first inhabited the watershed 13,000 years ago, later settled by woodland and Mississippian tribes, Quapaw, Caddo, and Osage. First contact with Europeans occurred in the mid-1500s here. Dina Turner, a local attorney, can trace her family's roots back six generations. She's a board member and education coordinator for the Mulberry River Society.
I've just been a part of it since its inception, and I love it so much. It's just as deep, we have as deep a roots in this as anything, because the people that are all a part of it all do have deep roots in here, or a very strong connection to the river, the area, the valley, and it's really wonderful to be a part of it.
Turner's grandparents established Turner Bend Grocery Store, which continues to operate, serving both locals and tourists.
But my grandfather did have 23 brothers and sisters in this area, so I have lots of other people that share this with me. And so it's wonderful.
Turner says she's grateful the Mulberry was never dammed.
Yes, there was definitely an attempt to dam it. And fortunately, we did just present to Governor Pryor a Lifetime Achievement Award, David Pryor, thanking him, expressing our deep heartfelt gratitude for saving the river from damming. In the 70s, I believe it was, when he was acting governor, there was a movement and a push for that, and he was able to get the river into a study, and the study was going to take, you know, upwards of 5 to 6 years, and so plans to dam went elsewhere. And as a result of that, then it's turned out the study was to determine if we could become part of the Wild and Scenic, receive the designation as a National Wild and Scenic River.
Mulberry River Society Secretary and founding member Cheryl Perry says recreational river access will remain a priority for the group.
We hope to continue more of these access points on the river that need help. The Forest Service is kind of guiding us in a way, because they're the ones that really are responsible for a lot of these. And so I think that between Indian Creek and High Bank, that we've kind of cemented a nice relationship, so that they're more open to say, hey, yeah, can y'all help us with this next project?
Most of the members of the Mulberry River Society are middle-aged and older now. Cheryl Perry's spouse, Tom, a key member, recently passed away, so legacy is a concern.
One of the things that Tom and I, my husband was Tom Perry, and he was very excited about working, doing the rock work on all of these projects that we've done so far. And he was very active in that process. But I think one of the things that he and I both loved was the CCC stuff, the Civilian Conservation Corps. And we used to go around and find the bridges and the cabins and all the little walls and stuff. And we would be so excited. And we'd think, you know, I wonder who laid these, because he was a rock man and he just loved it. And he was like, I just wonder whose hands were on these. Where did they find these stones? And you know, about the people that had actually done the work. And so he kind of had this vision that he wanted to be part of a group that could leave something just like that, similar to that, for future generations. And I think we're going to be able to do that.
Susan Gately says the Society plans to carefully reach out to landholders along the river to build coalition.
It's tricky to do, because as a landowner myself, I really don't want somebody telling me what I can do with my land. But on the other hand, we have to be good stewards. And we have to take care of what we've got. We have to take care of our riparian zone. We have to prevent erosion. These are all things that we need to work on.
The Mulberry River Society meets monthly. They welcome new members. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
Learn more about the Mulberry River Society at Ozarks at Large. There you can view a slideshow illustrating the report you just heard. And we have links to many of the interviews and news stories you hear on Ozarks at Large at ozarksatlarge.com.